Hey, you watching that one about why she's a failure? Yeah, I am. I just started it. You want to come over and watch with me? Hold on, let me get the popcorn.
So, a lot of you might have seen on my Facebook page that I posted something saying I'm going to make a video about why I'm a failure, and I'm going to talk about it today. But before I get into that, I would like to read an email, unlike any other email I've ever gotten from anyone else. I get a lot of emails from people, and it's always really lovely, like seeing your emails. I don't always get a chance to reply, but I enjoy reading them. But this email is very different. I'm going to read it to you now. You are amazing. You have touched me deeply with your amazing talks, and comedy makes it perfect. I congratulate you. Thanks for everything. I'll tell all my friends about it, especially the one who says, oh my bleep. From 11-year-old fan, Samantha. Her sister Emily also wrote me a letter, and I just have to say that those, I don't know why, they just made my day so much better. And thank you. I really enjoyed getting those letters. So why am I a failure? Well, every month I do two videos with a Marian theme. And this month I did one video on Our Lady and you know how she has a lot of graces to give us. And I wanted to do another video on the Salve Regina. I asked somebody if they recommended any kind of reading to learn more about the Salve Regina, and they told me I should read The Glories of Mary by Alfonso Liguori. And so I was like, okay, cool. So read the book. And the book is pretty much a breakdown of every single line in the Hail Holy Queen or the Salve Regina. And the whole time I was taking notes because I thought to myself, I'm going to pull out all the most important things for this video and then just tell them to my viewers and then they can go read the whole book and get even more than what I would give them from the video. But the whole time I was reading the book, I was like, it totally sucked me in, and that's how good it was. Out of all of the information that was in that book, I probably took a 12th of it in notes. These are all of my notes, and that's only a teeny tiny fraction of what's actually in the book. And I thought, I'll just say what's in my notes, and it'll be great, and I can put this video up, and it'll be my number two Marian-themed video for the month. But I had such a hard time conveying everything that was in that book and have it make sense that it was like impossible. I couldn't do it. I thought, okay, well, I'll just talk about the book and then and tell you to read it. I thought it'd be nice to have a visual. I just read it on my iPad. So I went online and I found an image of the book cover. And as pathetic as it sounds, my computer couldn't even print out the image. So I have drawn here a picture of what the cover kind of looks like. Quite obviously, this book is so good, it cannot be repeated in a video, and I cannot convey the beautiful things that I read in it, because it's just so. Go read the book. The Glories of Mary by St. Alfonso Liguori. You will not regret it, because out of all of the books I've ever read about Mary, I got stuff in my throat. Out of all of the books I've ever read about Mary, this one totally hit home. It was amazing. So yeah, that's my story. But one thing I can tell you in this video that I was going to include in the other video that no longer exists because it was so terrible, the Salve Regina is the Hail Holy Queen in Latin. There you go. And then everything else I was going to say was going to be from the book, and it's just so amazing. I think you should just go read the book, or if you don't know how to read, go get your parent and have them read it to you. Or you guys could have a read-along. Your whole family could read it together. That'd be kind of cool. You could read a chapter every night. Okay, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Become a saint. Thanks for watching my stupid video. Bye!